family, welcome to The Residence Resource, the podcast for making home and family happy, healthy, and holy for those who reside in the Falmouth vicinity. And even if you're not in the Falmouth area, a special welcome to you, my listeners, for joining from wherever you are. If you like the content, you are more than welcome to listen, to share with someone else, and to leave a comment. I'm your host, Yenny Lewis. Welcome back to The Residence Resource. I have a sort of new kind of episode for you this time around, and it will focus on sharing with you some of my thoughts from one of my daily scripture meditations or devotions, if you want to call it that. And it is coming from Job chapter 33, but I'll just read from verses 14 to 17. Just to know that this is Elihu, or Elihu, I'm not sure about the pronunciation. This is his part of what he was saying to Job. So from 14 to 17, "For God speaketh once, yea twice, yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed, then he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instruction, that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man." But before we go any further, let us listen to our home building tip from the Bible. "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." That was your home building tip from the Bible, brought to you by The Residence Resource. Now, when I looked at this scripture, well, first of all, I wasn't so eager to read Job because it's almost like I kind of know what, you know, the idea is behind the book of Job, where, you know, Job thought he was sinless and his friends didn't think so, and then God, you know, challenged him. So I wasn't really enthused about reading it, but I decided to still go ahead and read. And, you know, when I came to those verses that I mentioned, I really started thinking about the idea and the topic of dreams and how important dreams are. And you're listening to someone who used to think that she didn't dream and God never spoke to me in dreams before, you know. I never used to take my dreams seriously. That's for years. And to be honest with you, God did not routinely talk to me in dreams. I did not have that gift. But he has started to do it more routinely over the past probably 2 years. But overall, I've learned that humans, whether Christians or not, we should not take our dreams lightly. So I just want to share with you some of the thoughts that, you know, I've been thinking about as I've meditated on the scripture. So first of all, we see dreams in the Bible. We see dreams coming from God. He spoke to we know of Pharaoh, for example, in the time of Joseph. Pharaoh was a heathen king. He had no acknowledgement of the true God. And yet God spoke to him about the years of plenty and the years of famine that were ahead. Now, granted, Pharaoh did not understand. But the point is that God spoke to a heathen, pagan, idol worshiper in the form of dreams. So, here are just some thoughts that I have gathered. First of all, there are some dreams that I believe are organic, meaning they're just dreams that you have because of what you've experienced during the day or something that's happening to you physically in the night. A classic example of that is I have had dreams where I'm looking for somewhere to go and pee, to go and urinate. I can't find anywhere. And, you know, before you know it, I realize that I really do need to urinate physically. So that's just one example. But there are more serious issues when it comes to dreams. There are dreams that can be coming from the demonic realm, and it is, you know, the enemy manipulating our minds, manipulating our lives, even attacking us, right? And so first off, those dreams, we know we want to reject them. We want to reject them. And this brings me to the point overall that all dreams, just to be on the safe side, should be prayed about. Now, if you're listening and you're not a Christian, then if you get a dream that you're not comfortable with, it's important to find, you know, a solid, sober Christian or a prayer group or a church. Share the dream with those persons and let them help you to pray concerning what was not pleasant or what concerns you in that dream. So, right, so the first group of dreams is those that are coming from the demonic realm, and you just want to blatantly say, I come against that and I reject that in the name of Jesus, right? But then you have some dreams that are coming from the Lord that, in my opinion, will fall into three categories. The first category is those dreams that you pray against. Now, yes, it is God who is showing you. These dreams are coming from God. But he's showing you things that are not his will, or he's revealing and exposing the enemy's plans. And so those are things you want to ask the Holy Spirit to help you, so pray against them. You know, I remember someone sharing with me one time about a lady. I don't think she was a Christian though. But she was pregnant and she had a dream that, you know, I don't remember the details, but essentially she lost the child. Well, the child came under some attack in the dream, and it played out. She ended up having challenges, difficulties in the pregnancy, and she lost that child. And the thing about it is, it was only after all of that that she shared with her Christian friends that she had had a dream pertaining to the same exact thing, you know. So we were saying, boy, it would have been such a benefit if she had known, if she had been wise enough and alert enough to know that, hey, I get a dream like that, let me share it with somebody who can pray, right? So first thing, the first type of dreams from the Lord are those that he's showing you something to pray against, something to cancel. Fine. Then the next category of dreams, in my opinion, from God, are those dreams that he wants you to pray through, right? He is revealing something of his will for you, and it's something to pray towards. Maybe he's showing you a business, or you know, showing you something in your future, something around you that he wants you to pursue And so it's important that you don't just say, wow, the Lord showed me myself married, you know, or he showed me having 3 children. It's important that whatever he shows you that is very much pleasant and pleasing and in his will for you, it's still important that you pray. And what do? You pray it through. You pray for, you know, his coverage. You bind the spirits that would want to block you from experiencing that. Just pray and he will guide you in prayer. Now the third group of dreams, in my opinion, that come from the Lord require not necessarily praying against or praying through, but as in the example of Pharaoh in the time of Joseph, that's the category of dreams that you just need to get ready. You just need to prepare for it. There's nothing you can do about it. You can't stop it. God is just showing you that, hey, this is up and coming, and you just need to get ready. Physically get yourself ready. So these are some of the thoughts that I had going through my mind, just, you know, thinking about what Elihu said. And just to review what he said, he said it is when we are sleeping that God opens our ears. So it is very important that we approach dreams with a kind of sensitiveness, you know, even our bedtime preparation. Make sure that it's a time when we, you know, meditate on the scriptures, read the Bible, pray, and make sure that we're going to bed in a frame of mind where, okay, you know, if the Lord wants to reveal something to us, then we are available. You know, as a rule, there's so many things to pray about, right, as regards dreams. And as a rule, you know, over the past 2 years, I've learned to just pray over my dreams. Those I remember, those I can't remember, whether I thought I dreamt or not, I just learned to pray. So whatever is to be cancelled, I just pray a general prayer. If I can't remember the details, if I can't even remember dreaming, I just pray a general prayer to cancel what is to be cancelled, pray through what is, you know, the Lord's will. And one of the things that we need to also learn to pray about is to pray that we'll also have recollection of our dreams, and also pray for interpretation. Alright, so these are just some of my thoughts. I know it's kind of different from what I normally do on the Residence Resource, but I think it can sort of fit in because it's still about you and your family. It's about making sure that we are happy, healthy, and holy, right? So I hope this was valuable. I hope you found it useful. And so these are my thoughts for this episode of The Residence Resorts. Thanks for listening.
Loved what you've heard on this week's episode? Well, the answer is simple. It would mean the world to us if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and feedback. Spreading the word really is the best way to grow our podcast and achieve even greater things. Thank you.